Tuesday night, Chodesh Halvodos. Shara Bitochon, we're in the Psicha. He's explaining in the Psicha the benefits of Bitochon. He's not teaching us how to develop Bitochon, or what Bitochon is and what it's not, but he just wants to whet your appetite to want to acquire it and do the work necessary. Benefit, he said there's two, the spiritual benefits and there's physical, and there's the Olam Hazeh benefits. First list, the spiritual benefits. Benefit number one was that you're bonding with Hashem. We spent a lot of time on that. Benefit number two is that you will not be afraid to speak up against evil, and you will be independent, and you will develop your own mahalach in life, because you won't feel beholden or tied or scared of other people. Benefit number three is you will be stress-free. Actually, benefit number three will be in the physical benefits also. Of course, most machlos, as any good doctor will tell you, is brought about by stress and the body's reaction to stress. But the Chavis HaLovas will say that in the physical benefits. Now he's talking about the spiritual benefits of being stress-free, because your mind is ponui la'avodas Hashem. As we said, so much of our lives are kosher in Gashmius, not because we have so many taivis, but because we're worried and we don't have bitachon, so we're always in the rat race. We're always chasing things that we're afraid. We always want to make sure that we have a 42K, whatever that is, 410K pension plan. So he says, if you have bitachon, you're not stressed. So you could, you're not afraid to take more time for learning, to take more time for thinking about Hashem, to daven slower. You're not afraid that you're not stressed. And then he says, if you imagine stress-free people that you think is stress-free, and his example of such a paradigm is the alchemist, someone that could counterfeit money, that could change things into gold. So if you think about it, you will realize that having bitachon in Hashem is really stress-free, and anything else in the world, whatever you imagine would be stress-free, there's really a lot of anxiety and stress and worries and uncertainties that are associated with it. And now he gives a list of 10 things. The first thing was that no matter what, and again, you have to extrapolate to other things that you might have bitachon in, and extrapolate the type of stresses that would still be there, the type of anxieties that would still be there. But he's talking about the alchemist, the counterfeiter, the guy who has his father's credit card, and he just goes to the Casper mat and punches in the numbers, and he has money whenever he wants. So he says, number one is that he needs the raw materials. He needs raw materials. So he has to worry if the raw materials will show up. Maybe it'll be a dock strike in Eretz Yisrael, in Medina Yisrael. And the materials will be held up for 4 months. Number two, he said, was that there's always side effects. And there'll be side effects. And like a person says, I have a job, and Baruch Hashem, I have a job. And meanwhile, there's all sorts of side effects he has to worry about. How is it affecting his relationship with his wife? How is it affecting his relationship with his children? Maybe it's making him short-tempered. Maybe this, maybe that. So there's always side effects. Bitachon Hashem, no side effects. Number three is that he's afraid. He's afraid people will find out his secret. The Baal Bitachon is not afraid people will find out his secret. Adarabba, he wants to share his secret with other people. He says, come, have bitachon with me. Number four is Shabalakimi of the alchemist, Lo Yimali Mikach. He doesn't have consistency in his life. He has that stress. He has that worry. Again, you have to extrapolate. He has the worry. Maybe too much, maybe too little. Maybe he made too much gold. Maybe he made too little gold. Maybe an opportunity is going to come up and he's not going to have liquid cash. He's not going to be liquid. It'll be tied up. It'll be this. It'll be that. So he has that inyan that Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. Everything and everyone, every situation is the same. I said it 10 times. I'll say it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. If we could pick up a 5-pound package and a 10-pound package, so that's fine and that's great. But we're working harder when we pick up the 10-pound package.
than when we pick up the fine pound package. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work harder. If he does a nace, if it's teva, if he maneuvers, if he makes a coincidence, if he makes a nace out of nowhere, money falls from Shemayim into your pocket, it's all the same. He's not working harder. And so there's nothing that, there's no worry of inconsistency. That was number four. Number five, Sher Balakimia Tachas Pachadu Mora Alavadosim and Amelech by the Pachos Shematoshavov. Number three was he said he's find out he's afraid of giving out his secret. Here he's afraid of people being jealous of him, like the wealthy person that he has $2 million worth of security alarm systems by his house, and he's worried that someone's going to kidnap him. And in many countries in the world, he's not has to worry, he's going to be kidnapped, his child will be kidnapped. And President Kennedy was very happy he won the election from Nixon, and 2 years later he had a bullet in his head. I'm sure he wasn't happy then that he won the election. So he has to worry about what people are going to do to him when he has his success in life. Rabotech el Hashem, so adarabba, yira'uhu ha-malachim, people see a confident, optimistic person that has a lot of self-confidence. He's not afraid, he's not worried what people think of him. So people are in awe of him, not the other way around. Yira'uhu ha-malachim, v'nichpadei b'nei adam. He's not afraid of people, people are afraid of him. They can't figure out what's this guy's secret. He's always smiling, he's always in a good mood. He doesn't seem to be afraid of anything. What's going on here? Stay away. They're scared of him. Bat Balei Chayim HaBilti Hogim says, okay, this is either poetic or it's real. I don't know. He says he's in harmony with nature. Even nature falls into line with the Baal Bitochon. He's at peace with nature. Like everything, he's at peace with the world. So everything works out. Vat Balei Chayim HaBilti Hogim Acha Ki'ilu Hadomim Ki'ilu Hadomim Mevakesh Ritzono. Everybody wants to hook up with him and be in his orbit because he's he's at one with nature. It's like a very sounds like an Eastern religion. Where you meditate and you just blend into nature. There's a word they use. No, who is in India here? What? No, but you become one with the world. You just fit into the world. It just everything just works, and you just take your place in the flow of the world. That's how he's talking here. K'maymer achosid yoshev v'seisir elyo mitzel shakai yislonon. Atzof hamizmor v'omar b'sheish soros yatzilecha u'b'sheva l'yiga b'chora b'rov pot chomimodes atzof haperek. Kitzur, that's number five. The alchemist, the rich person, the person who's secure, who thinks he's secure and finding his job, he has to worry, about the young guy coming up through the ranks that has his eyes set on his job. Has to worry about that. And okay, that's number five. Number six is, we forgot about something. No matter how rich you are, you could get sick. Chas v'shalom. And then all your money in the world is not going to help you. You'll hire the big doctors, okay? So you can spend the rest of your life in a hospital bed with a bleeding ulcer, chreis, and you hooked up the tubes. So the Balkimia still has to worry about health. When you boteach b'Hashem, you're covering that angle too. Shabbal Akimia in the Batuach Min HaMachlos the Hamadim HaMatzivim Lo Esim Chosu Ba'oshro. He can't really enjoy his riches if his health is suffering, right? He can't enjoy the gourmet restaurants if the doctor put him on a diet of saltines and the cottage cheese. V'ozlo Yehana B'Mesha Yeshlo. He can't enjoy what he has. V'lo Yusaneg B'Mesha Yisiga Yodo. And he has no enjoyment from everything he has. So he was secure, but he can't enjoy it. Babateach al Hashem, so that includes Batuach min amadvin ba'amachlos. So again, he's talking about the anxiety-free existence of the Baal Bitachon.
Baal Bitachon is also not going to raise life.
You're missing the point. Again, this is what I keep saying. He's not going now into what your life's going to be of. If you truly have bitachon in Hashem, which we'll learn about what that means and how you develop it. In other words, you will understand what he's saying now. Assuming the Baal Bitachon, he says in Perek Aleph that when you develop true trust in Hashem, you will be serene and calm and stress-free. That's a given. Not just a given, that's almost his definition of Bitachon. Or, let's put it this way, the litmus test, if you have Bitachon, is if you walk around with anxieties and worries. How you develop that anxiety-free, worry-free, serenity-filled existence when you have Bitachon in Hashem, he will teach us in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. Here, he's just trying, again, the psicha is an advertisement for Bitachon. How to live, what are the benefits of Bitachon? So he's saying, the benefits of Bitachon are you're stress-free. So he's saying, okay, big deal. If I had $1 billion, I would also be stress-free. So he's pointing out, no, you won't. Because you'll be anxious about this, and you'll be anxious about that, and you'll be anxious about your health, and you'll be anxious about this. And when you develop Bitachon and Hashem in the right way, which he says in Perek Aleph, this is mamish, almost the definition of Bitachon, that you're calm and serene. So when you do that, you'll be covered from everything. You want to know why? Why will the Baal Bitachon not be worried that he'll be sick? Well, learn a Perek Beis. Why won't he be worried he won't have parnasa? Why? What is this magic word, Bitachon, and how does it work? Why will you be stress-free? So that we're going to learn about. Here he is pointing out the benefits of Bitachon. I want this. I want to come to this year. He doesn't want you to drop out tomorrow night. Now you're sitting here saying, but I'm still worried I'm going to get sick. Chas v'shalom, I see so many people get sick. I'm worried I'm going to get sick. So he wants you to, if you stick around, you won't worry about side effects. You won't worry about that you won't have the materials with which to be successful. You won't worry that other people will find out your secret. You won't worry that you'll have an inconsistent life, too much, too little, but you'll always have what you need in perfect measure. You won't worry about what other people will do to you, about the guy that wants your job and that wants to take over your business and that wants this and wants that. And number six is you won't worry about being sick. Why not? Okay, we didn't learn that yet. I admit it. Okay, we'll... Number seven, no, we still have time. Okay, we'll see. And we'll go back. Number six. Did I answer your question?
We'll get to it.
Okay. It's not, if that's all you can say, then maybe you didn't understand what I said. But I hope you did, and you were just giving me a kitzer answer. That we'll get to it. That's not what he's doing here. He's not coming to explain that here. Now he wants you to realize the all-encompassing great kite of Bitachon, the benefits of Bitachon. How do you develop Bitachon? We're going to learn how. So he's stress-free from illness. He's not worried about becoming sick. He has to take the steps, we'll learn, not to become sick. We'll learn what's the balance between Hishtadlus and Bitachon. But he's not worried. I'll tell you now just one sentence. Because part of developing Bitachon is developing the knowledge that Hashem is only a Meitiv. That's part of the definition of Bitachon. Because the definition of Bitachon is to rely on Hashem in a way that you're stress-free. And he explains, even if we put Hashem out of the picture, if you just want to talk about relying on anything in the world in a way that makes you stress-free, just in the Metzius, in existence, in the Bria, the only way you could rely on something, he gives seven requirements to be able to rely on anything in order to be stress-free. And one of those seven things is the knowledge that whoever or whatever you're relying on wants what's best for you. If you don't believe that whoever you're relying on or whatever you're relying on wants what's best for you, then you will never be able to have bitachon and echanami. You can't. Because the definition of bitachon, not really the definition, but the essence of bitachon is that you're calm. That's what he says in Perek Aleph. And you can't be calm. There's nobody. I can't rely on my uncle. I can't rely on the doctor. I can't rely on anything if I don't believe that he only has my best interests at heart. And there are seven, that's what Perek Beis is going to tell us, that Yutaka can't have bitachon unless, in anybody, in anything. You can't have bitachon that the electric company is going to provide electricity. He says seven things. I mean, they have your interests at heart because they want the money. But you can't, or maybe you are nervous. If you had $1 million thing in your refrigerator, you can't, and you say, okay, I'm relying on the electric company to keep my refrigerator going. No, but you'll be nervous that there'll be a blackout or that they'll decide to make a brownout because they don't have your interests at heart, that you should have that that $1 million medicine that's in your refrigerator. If they have to make a brownout to keep it going, so don't make a brownout. Your medicine's going to get ruined, too bad for you. But Hashem has that in mind also. Hashem won't let a brownout be if it's not good for you that your $1 million medicine in your refrigerator will get ruined. If that's not good for you, you will save the whole Central Israel. Are we in Central Israel? Where are we? Northern Israel, where are we? You will save the whole Central Israel from a brownout. If it's not good for your cottage cheese to get ruined in the refrigerator, then you will save the whole Israel from a blackout. Because it's not good for you that your cottage cheese should get ruined. That's what we're going to be learning about, how to develop that understanding.